We are coming to the end of the Bread of Life discourse by Jesus. And today I would like to reflect on one aspect of this Jesus' discourse on the Bread of Life, and that is communion with Jesus. Communion with Jesus, we all receive this at baptism. And for us to maintain this communion with Jesus, the Eucharistic banquet is one of the tables in which we reunite with Jesus, and in that reunion, we all receive the grace that comes with the reception of the sacrament. And this reception increases, preserves, and renews that life of grace which we all received at our baptisms. This union with Jesus is something that requires divine and human effort. When we put in our own human efforts to remain connected with Jesus, He Himself, He comes closer to us. So we are required, therefore, to look for those things that keep us in connection with Jesus, that is prayer, reception of the Eucharist, and reception of the sacrament of reconciliation. These are the things that keep us closer to Jesus. And therefore, today, reflecting on the conversion of St. Paul, we see that St. Paul, after his conversion, there's only one thing he could do, and that was remain in union with Jesus. And that reunion was done through prayer and the reading of the Word of God. We too can, like St. Paul, remain closer to Jesus if we read the Word of God in the Gospels, read the Bible regularly, increase prayer, draw closer to Him in that way. That is what we are called to reflect on today, dear friends, that Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, that as we receive Him today, He will continue to grow in us daily. Amen.